It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter.
What's up, man?
My trusty steed.
I'll take it. I'll go with
it. Hi-ho, Silver!
Oh, away!
What? What a weird way to start. Here we go. Okay, so I didn't know what to talk about in this podcast. We had a lot of, you know, things to cover, but I found this. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting, and I want to get your take. So, a woman from Pennsylvania just posted a story about her wedding on a Facebook group called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. So there's a special group that tells stories about wedding shaming people.
Okay.
Excuse me. So she recently got married. She says that she let one of her dad's friends bring his daughter and daughter's husband to a small wedding. But then she got upset when she found out the woman that she barely knows brought 10 Tupperware containers. The woman filled 7 of them with food from the buffet, 3 of them with dessert, and grabbed a few beers and some floral centerpieces on the way out.
Come on.
And her gift to the bride and groom, $5.
Yeah. Come on.
And the woman was not struggling financially. She just wanted leftovers. There's a big debate going on in the comments on whether or not what the woman did was okay. Some people are defending her, saying that the food would have just gone to waste if she didn't take it, but most people are horrified with it.
Oh, my God. There's a debate on this?
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. It's called, it starts with morals.
Yeah.
First off. Second of all, is anybody else doing it? No, nobody else is doing this? Oh, maybe I shouldn't.
Here's the thing, is I want to be kind of like, okay, I get about, you know, the food probably would go to waste. After Kiki and I got married, we had a bunch of food. Now, it didn't go to waste because we packed it up and we ate it for quite some time afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I will say we probably tossed out a little bit of it. I mean, food only lasts so long in the fridge. Mm-hmm. And the family took some and everything. We had an open bar, and we didn't do anything super expensive. So I kind of get that. But also, everyone that was invited was close family and friends for the most part. It wasn't just some random guys like daughter and husband that I didn't even know. Where I go into, I cannot stand when people abuse the, like, it's like when you
give it an inch, they take a mile.
Candy out on Halloween, mm-hmm. and you have those people, and let's say you can't be, so you put the bowl out there and you say, hey, take one.
Yeah.
And then you see those videos, those doorbell videos of those pieces of garbage that come and pour all of the candy in their bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Terrible people. Here's an easy answer to this whole situation. Easy answer. So when you go to a buffet, do you take Tupperware and then you fill those up at a buffet?
No, like at like a Chinese buffet or
yeah,
something like
Chinese
that.
Buffet.
No,
you know you don't.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you pay for that buffet.
Yeah. So well, technically, this lady gave $5.
Oh my God. All right. So if you think about that, you're paying. You should be more obligated to take it from the Asian buffet than at a wedding where you're really not paying for it.
No. And even with the gift. Now, okay. Let's say the lady gave a $100 gift. Is it justified then?
No.
No.
No. It's not your food.
Yeah, but it is, though, in a sense.
Really, it's everybody's food.
Yeah, but if there's leftovers, if no one else is going to take it, is that wrong?
Yeah, it is wrong, because you didn't ask.
You don't have to ask. You got invited to the wedding. That's your invite to eat the food.
This is dabbing into the most completely immoral person I have ever met
now,
in my life.
Well, here's what it is.
Now, you just don't go places and take food. I'm sorry, that's just not, you just don't do it.
If it's an open buffet and they encourage people, like, yeah, hey, go help yourself. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes through. They got their food. Mm-hmm. Now there's still food there. Mm-hmm. Is it wrong for you then to go up and get a second plate?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Third plate?
No.
Fourth plate?
No.
Okay. Now there's food left over. The wedding's over. You want to take some food home?
Yeah. Yeah, you go ask.
You
go ask the bride and groom, whoever provided the food, and say, hey, no, first off, you ask the bride and groom. I don't care who provided the food, whether it's mom, grandma, but you ask the bride and groom.
Yeah,
hey.
It doesn't say here she asked. I'm guessing she didn't. I don't know. Like I said, obviously, this lady is that kind of person that will take.
It's trash.
That will take, you know, I always kind of chalk it up like when we do a live broadcast. And again, I'm not just saying in this area. I've done radio for years. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a table with like giveaways on it. And you'll have that one person come up and ask for like 3 t-shirts. And it's like, no. Take 1 t-shirt. You don't need 3. Or you have that person that's like, oh, what do you guys get? They don't even know the radio station. And they take, you know, 4 bumper stickers mm-hmm. and some coupons that were given away. Like, there's people that are out there like that. But, again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, is that The food was provided. They were invited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a good chance that there would be leftover food. She didn't ask, but do you necessarily need to ask if it's a free buffet, if it's an open buffet to people, to guests at the wedding? I don't know. I guess, again, I'm playing devil's advocate. This lady is obviously a terrible person.
I'm glad you're admitting that.
What? That I'm playing devil? Yeah. No, like, but in a big scheme of things, she technically didn't do anything
wrong.
Well,
here you go. You go to a wedding, all right? Uh-huh. And it's not a buffet. It's served. It's served to your table. They have extra pieces of chicken out back.
Mm-hmm.
You go out back and ask that person, hey, can I have those pieces of chicken? Can you put them in this Tupperware? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You don't. Because you know why? Because it's embarrassing to ask, first off, and you don't have the balls to do it. Second of all, it's food that they provide for you for dinner, not dinners or leftovers. It's not, hey, come and indulge in the leftover buffet.
So what if at the end of it, a sit-down one where it's a coursed meal, so you have the choice of chicken or steak, and then they have plates and everything like that, and you ask them, like, hey, I'll take any leftovers. Because if a bride and groom pays for it, they whatever. Even if they have 100 pieces of chicken left, they can either say, donate it or give it to someone else. I think we had some family members take some food home after the wedding. We still had a bunch left.
I got a story, too, from our wedding.
So, like I said, again, I can tell that that lady is probably like she's that terrible kind of person that just always takes it too far.
Mm-hmm.
They abuse the system. She probably rides an electric scooter around Walmart when she doesn't need it.
She might as well do what the Impractical Jokers did. Just take a seat and sit at the buffet and just eat right from the buffet. Why not?
That's hilarious.
You know?
That's so funny.
It was funny.
Yeah, I guess if you want to get technical about it, she didn't technically do anything wrong. If the food was just there, I guess we don't know enough of this story. Was it at the end of the wedding? Did she leave? Like, did everyone get?
I beg to differ. If she didn't ask, she stole. She's a thief. If she didn't ask, she stole.
That's, you know, you could say, because if the family had...
Did she pay for it? No.
But that's moot. That point is moot, because you were invited to the wedding. You didn't have to pay for it. That's a buffet that's provided for you. It's not like, hey, you got to pay to get into this thing, and she didn't pay to get in. She was invited in that sense, and she technically gave a gift. That's provided. It would be like me saying someone who took more drinks than someone else stole those drinks on our open bar because they didn't pay for it. If the family had intentions of keeping that food or maybe giving it away, and she took it with the intentions of, well, I'm just taking it, it's just sitting there, then yes, then I get what you're saying there.
It's stolen. It's a thief. If you don't pay for it, and the person that did doesn't know that you did it, that's the definition of a thief, right?
But so you're keeping track of what everyone's taking? If it's a buffet style,
of the people that asked.
Yeah, but not everyone. So, can I have my plate? No, because it's an open buffet style.
No. See, you're thinking about taking a plate home. I'm talking about, like, hey, I'm filling Tupperwares
up. That bird's gonna fly. Whoa! That bird's
hot! Oh, it's not. What the hell?
What somebody's is that? Outside. Oh, someone throws.
Dude, that was scary.
Dude, that scared the hell out of me.
I saw it flying, dude. You made me nervous.
Dude, I thought that was a bird.
Oh, God.
Who was that? Was that Terry?
I don't know.
Was that Engineer Terry? You son of a bitch!
They already went in the door.
Before.
He got us off track.
We got jokers. What I'm saying is that unless you're keeping track, like, hey, it's a buffet, but everyone only gets one plate, if it's an open buffet, I mean, then what would be different than if she just a big old fatty and sat there and ate 10 Tupperwares worth of food?
Invited to the wedding, open buffet,
right?
She provided a $5 gift, which is bullshit, but anyway.
Ritzy. Our topic for tomorrow, the best $5 you ever
had? Yes, nice.
This lady got 10 Tupperwares of food.
That's perfect. What I was getting to, the buffet isn't for her. It's not. She didn't go, and it's her buffet. The buffet is for everybody at the event.
Yeah.
At the end, so you get your plate. You get unlimited food.
Mm-hmm.
So you fill your plate. They'll say three times. You're full. Everybody else does it twice, three times. Everybody's doing the same thing. If you just go up and take the Tupperware or take the tin of chicken home with you without asking, you're a thief.
So, okay, now here's a question for you. Let's say this lady stayed till the end of the wedding, and all of a sudden the bride and groom are like, if anybody wants to take anything, take it, and she takes 10 Tupperwares.
Boom, you're good.
That's fine.
You're good.
Because they said, go ahead and take it.
The moral and the difference is if the bride and groom know.
I need to see. Okay, let's see.
If they have knowledge of you taking stuff home, you're completely fine.
Here's the actual post. Okay, so I have a guest shaming moment for all of you to enjoy. This is what the lady posted on that. And actually, because I want to get more on this. My husband and I had a very small wedding ceremony and reception, probably about 25 people were invited, only close family, a handful of friends. I invited my dad's BFF so he'd have someone to socialize with other than my mom, since they literally spend 24/7 with each other. Okay. Plus, his friend has always been good to me. Anyway, a few days before the wedding, my dad's friend asked him if it was okay if his daughter and her husband came, and I didn't have a problem with it. Which, by the way, why would you ask to have your daughter and your daughter's husband come?
That's weird. Just asking anybody if they can come to a wedding.
This already kind of leads into how this chick was raised. Right. Anyway, so she shows up without her husband, but with about 10 Tupperware containers to take food. We had a buffet-style wedding. I'm Polish in Western PA. It's kind of a tradition in our area. And we had a cookie table. She loaded up 7 Tupperware containers with food to take home, took about 3 containers of homemade cookies and a couple bottles of beer and most of the centerpieces. I didn't notice any of this because I was too busy with the whole wedding. But my dad told me about it the next day, and when we opened our gift from him, she gave us $5, not even kidding, a $5 bill. Before anyone asks, she's not poor by any stretch of the imagination. She's probably better off than I am. I'm assuming it's because she just freeloads from anyone she can. But seriously, okay, so really, at this point, yeah, so the lady didn't ask. She just loaded up. I will say, though, I had a decent-sized wedding, not huge by any means, but I would have noticed someone loading up 10 Tupperwares.
That is a lot of Tupperwares.
With only 25 people there, you didn't notice a lady with 10 Tupperwares. That's not like something you can shove in your purse.
Yeah.
So.
She's walking in with the whole pile of Tupperwares. That's kind of weird.
I don't know.
How big were the Tupperwares?
Well, think about it.
Like the little sandwich size
even
one?
Then, though, dude, think of a sandwich Tupperware, all right? It fits a sandwich in there.
Uh-huh.
10 of those is going to be that big.
Yeah, it's still noticeable.
You're not just going to saunter in with that and then load them up and then walk out and someone's not going to go, hey, you're telling me someone didn't notice right there?
Yeah.
This whole story smells fishy.
It's a little weird.
I don't know. Still
wrong, though.
It without asking, I think it's wrong. You know, I guess it'd be.
I go back to the thing is that even when you pay for a buffet, you can't ask for a to-go container.
This comes
and
down
you're
to
paying for that.
This just comes down to being a decent human being because
you
could say the same thing about someone who sat there and ate 10 plates of food.
I'm gonna be honest. I mean? In our wedding, we had tins. We have like masticholi. We had a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yep.
We did at the end. We're like, hey, you can have this. If people came up and asked us, go ahead.
Yeah.
Masticholi, a whole, it wasn't even open.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
At the end of the wedding. I found out who it was because I went over and saw it
in his
fridge. And, dude, I'm like.
I want to guess who it is, but I won't do it.
It's
here.
A full, untouched thing. Like, dude, you don't feel kind of. That doesn't. Like,
I guess, and you don't
feel bad about that.
I would, and see, I wouldn't do something like that. I try not to freeload. I even feel bad. Someone's like, "Oh no, take it," and you're like, "I don't want to."
Yeah, even
take
then, it's still kind of like, ah.
I'm not saying I'm better than it, but I think that it's a certain thing. But I will also say, there's times here at work, there'll be leftover pizza. I'll take a pizza home. It's here. It's been dropped off. And I know they usually say, hey, help yourself. Am I wrong for taking a full pizza? I'm like, no, because that's going
to
sit here all weekend long.
They expect you
to. Yeah. So I just called myself out. I'm going to go, hey, where the pizza go?
Brock's got it.
I got it at home. So, this crosses the line of being, I think, frugal. Frugal's a bad word. I don't know. Yeah, this lady's obviously kind of a piece of garbage.
She's got a problem.
Would we say the same thing? Would it be, is it wrong if she just ate it while she was there?
Nope.
There. So there you go. So if she sat there and ate 10 plates of food,
you're good.
It's fine. But because she took it, that kind of crosses the line.
Cross the line.
I think we can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
So I want to meet this lady. I do.
I think you do.
I do. I want to meet her. I want to invite her to a buffet.
Well, I was going to say, go to your local buffet.
Buffet. She's there. Yeah, she's there. I love it. I love it. Well, that brings, okay, here, is this wrong? Let's say you get to a buffet at around lunchtime, and you stay there, and you just graze until dinner. You only pay for one buffet. Is that wrong?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. I mean,
I've always wanted to do that one day. Stay at a buffet for like 8 hours.
It depends on the buffet. Like, is there fine print? Buffets frown upon that. I don't think they can do anything about it.
Yep.
But it just goes back to the, you know what? You're a piece of trash. You're just a fat piece of trash that you have to indulge your gut so much that you can't justify paying for another buffet.
It's not even just the fatties I'm talking about here. Because, you know, the other day, or not the other day, this was a few months ago, I was at one of my favorite fishing gear supplier establishments, and there was this couple there. It was three people. And not going to lie, they loaded up. They ended up buying, like, I don't know, close to $500 worth of gear. Mm-hmm. Well, the lady, unprompted, she's like, hey, you know, since we're buying all this, could you maybe throw us a discount? Just out of nowhere. And it's like, okay, I would never, ever do that. I would never.
No.
To me, that's, I don't want to say it's embarrassing, but then I'm also like, does it hurt to ask? Now, again, looking at these people, it's like, oh, you're the kind of people that expect that kind of discount. You're the kind of people that will take a dented can and be like, oh, hey.
Here's the thing. If that lady's going to run into that person, that employee again, immediately that employee's going to remember that. It depends on how you want to portray yourself and how you want people to see you as.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to do that and you do it all the time, people are going to notice, and people are going to say, hey, Hunter, every time he goes to buy something, he asks for a discount.
The one guy came over, and at first he was kind of like, I could see he was like, geez, okay, well, you know. But they did spend, you know, a lot of money, and she asked, and maybe it's good for business there. And I think he ended up giving her like 10% off, you know, so right. $50. But 50 bucks for me, dude, 50 bucks is 50 bucks.
That's a tough one. That one can teeter-totter back and forth. Like I said, I think I hit it good there on it's how you want people to portray you. Because like I said, people don't forget that.
Yeah. But what's bad about asking for, you know, hey, you know, you got to look out for yourself. I'm not here to make that company more money. Yeah.
At the same time, though, in my brain, if I were going to ask that, I think in my head is, well, this is a business. They're here to sell stuff. They're here to make money. And every time, if I ask this every time, it's annoying.
But you also know, though, too, that these businesses have things marked up.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm so torn on that because I was almost like, God, that's almost, I'm not impressed, but I could never, ever be like, hey, you want to, you know, shave a few dollars off of that. It's like, but I also appreciate a good deal. Yeah. And if I go to a pawn shop, I'm always wheeling and dealing. Yeah. You go to a garage sale, hey, how about
wheeling deal?
Craigslist, dude, I just bought a.
Right.
I almost gave away something that I just bought on there that is yet to be revealed. But, you know, I wheeled and dealed with the guy. Is that any different?
I think it is because he's put a price on it.
Yeah.
He's determining the price.
Yeah.
There is wiggle room, a personal wiggle room.
It's like, do you get mad at someone for, you know, being thrifty? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just, yeah.
I think
there's a line. That's a good way to put it. I think it's okay, but there's a line. If you're doing it all the time,
and
you're a cheap bastard.
I think more people would lean on the side of, like, what this lady did was immoral. It was kind of a trashy thing to do in that sense.
I got the answer.
Okay.
I got the answer. It depends on the price. If you're spending thousands of dollars, obviously you should ask for a discount. You should ask for something. Anything that's tiny, though, if you're spending $20 on something and you're asking for a discount, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just spend the $20.
Yeah.
I can see in high price items, yes, there's wiggle room, there's upcharge, there is room. There is room there, and it would be okay to ask for that.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like a car, you should.
Well, and what I wonder too is like that lady at this fishing shop. Would she do that at like a Kohl's?
Right.
You know, would you ask the Kohl's cashier, "Hey, can you maybe give me a discount?" You
I
know,
highly doubt it.
I'm buying, you know, $400 worth of clothes. Can you shave off a few more?
Right.
Maybe they would, and maybe people. That's how they get by. You know, is it thrifty? Is it smart, or is it just kind of being a
I think you got to pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do it at Kohl's. You can do it at a garage sale. You can do it with a car, but you can't do it at Kohl's.
Or do you go to a community banquet and you take Tupperwares of food home? Oh, you know what I mean?
Right. Let's go to the soup kitchen. Load up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, soup kitchen is technically open to everyone.
Yeah.
I could go there
and load up some Tupperware.
I could go to the food bank. And get myself stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. Yep. There's nothing. But I make enough to buy my own food. Now, Grant, I'm not rolling this.
How would you feel after that?
And maybe, am I foolish for saying, oh, no. Yeah. You know, it's there. I pay taxes.
I believe in karma, man. If you don't need it, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
And some people, you know, I guess it is. It's that weird line, that weird moral, cultural, not cultural, like it's... the cultural norm, the cultural moral, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Moral.
That's weird. So, well, I'm going to go to a buffet. Do you want to join me?
Yeah, right.
I got some fresh Tupperware.
Got some Tupperware?
I just ordered some off eBay.
Hell, I think the front desk lady's got some trash bags we could take.
Just load them up.
Oh,
just
yeah.
A trash bag full of chicken wings. What?
Trash bag for a trashy person.
There you go. All right. That's going to, God, we went 20 minutes on this, for God's sakes. Time flies when you're solving all the world's moral problems. All right, everyone, make sure to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Be a good person. Don't be a piece of trash.
Be a piece of trash. You're a piece of trash. Okay. Tracksuit.